is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Korea, an election cycle. North Korea, another ballistic missile. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill, is here to take us to Seoul, Korea. But first, Gordon, did we not see a ballistic missile fired from North Korea in these last days during the depredations in Ukraine and the attack by Russia? North Korea chose to fire a missile. Is that correct, Gordon?
That is correct, John, though not many people paid attention to it, of course, because of what's going on in Eastern Europe.
We go to the Korean Peninsula. Grant Newsham, a retired Marine officer, director of the One Korea Network. That's One Korea Network, all one.com. Grant, a very good day to you in the peninsula. The firing of a ballistic missile gets our attention here. Does it get Seoul's attention in the election cycle underway? Good day to you.
Well, good morning. It does get people's attention. But you do have to keep in mind that these things do get shot off regularly. And it's being an election issue of sorts with the, say, the conservative candidate arguing that you need to take a tough line towards North Korea in order to deal with these sorts of provocations. And the leftist candidate saying, well, the reason why they shoot these things is because we're too hard on them. So we need to be softer on them. So it's hard to tell which way it will actually play out when the votes are actually cast.
There are four candidates, I learned from a website summarizing the election cycle in South Korea. Mr. Lee is the candidate of the now ruling party, the Democratic Party. Mr. Yoon, I believe, is the candidate in opposition, the major opposition, People Power Party. There are two additional candidates, Allen of the People Party and Sim of the Justice Party. Gordon, you have a question for our guest.
So, Grant, what do the polls currently say? Now, I know the polls have been moving and been volatile. What do they say at this moment?
Well, they're very close. It seems, if you look at most of the polls, that the conservative candidate has a slight lead within the margin of error. And then there's another, you can always find a poll to say whatever you want, but there's another one which suggests it's even closer. And that maybe even the leftist candidate has the lead. One of the big problems here, it's a problem for the conservatives, is that they're sort of splitting the vote. Candidate Yoon is the sort of the main conservative candidate, and then candidate An is from another conservative party. And there was talk of them unifying. They haven't done it, but if they did, they would have a bigger lead without outside the margin of error, most likely.
Grant, I want to go to the crisis in Eastern Europe and make a connection that I've seen several times in these last days from essayists, especially in Europe. Europe is awakened. It was sleeping. It's all fully awake right now. It's standing there and it's reaching for weapons. The connection is this. The aggression, the predation by Russia against a sovereign power, and the answer so far inadequate from NATO, which is the most successful defensive alliance in modern history. The inadequate response suggests that other bad actors are learning that you can move first and they won't catch up with you. You'll have a conquest before they can issue sanctions. And I'm looking particularly at Taiwan. But that also includes South Korea. Is that message clear in South Korea that North Korea's army poised there on the border could make a move like Russia's army?
It's less clear than you would think. There are people, of course, in the conservative faction, in the military, who understand this. But you don't find a sort of this great sort of deep sense amongst the average citizen that they face that kind of threat. And then in the Korean political world, you have the leftist. And the current administration is a leftist administration. And I'm not using the word liberal. I'm saying leftist. And they actually see North Korea is not really a threat. They actually have some affinity for it. They have some affinity for China. And they see the Americans as the problem, the reason why the peninsula is divided. So it's an interesting thing that in South Korea, you don't have this notion of people on pins and needles just waiting for the North Koreans to attack. But the reality is the North Korean military is poised to launch a short notice attack if it wants to. But the South Korean military is aware of this, and is, as are the Americans. But it's not quite as alarming in a certain sense. And that comes of 70 years almost of being in this state of potential war.
So, Gordon, what I learn is that Mr. Lee's Democratic Party would be the last bite for the crocodile when it comes. Your turn, Gordon. You have a question.
Grant, during the last election cycle for the National Assembly, the unicameral legislature, where all 300 seats were up, there were substantial fraud. The allegations that you and others have documented are very disturbing. And in that fraud was possible because that election was close. Are people now talking about the possibility of fraud in the presidential election?
It is being talked about, and especially on the conservative side, not surprisingly, because they're the ones who were victimized. And there's people holding their breath to see how this happens, see what happens. There is hope that all the attention that was paid to the fraud in the last election, and it was, as I said, well-documented, the evidence is memorialized. There's hope that that will sort of cause somebody who wants to cheat to back off. It could, of course, just make them cheat a different way. But I did have a good look at the evidence, and I was initially skeptical. But after looking into it, I would say there's about a 99% chance it was manipulated, rigged, what have you. But this time, say people are holding their breath, hoping that it's a big enough victory that it can't be cheated, sort of cheated in the other direction. We'll see.
Grant, as a former Marine officer, I ask this question because it's come up in these last days. There are anecdotal reports all across the battlefield in Ukraine that the Russian conscripts are not only inferior to soldiers, but they don't know where they are. And when they do learn, there's weeping, there's surrender, they're talking to their parents in Russia. This suggests to me that these big bad wolves that have been constructed by our adversaries might be hollow. Is there a suspicion that the North Korean army is equally hollow when it comes to contact?
I wish. I don't think it is. For the kind of fight that they prepared for, and they've had decades to prepare for it, even underfed, under-equipped, even not all that well led, if they're just told to move south, it is going to cause all sorts of problems in the short term. And in short term is going to be bloody enough. I would not underestimate them for the kind of fight that they would need to take. If it was something much bigger and more complicated, then they'd have trouble. But they've been preparing to do one thing and have set themselves up in a position where if they give the go order, it is going to be an absolute mess by the time it is sorted out.
Gordon, we have less than a minute. You have a question for Grant.
Grant, is there an appreciation that it is the United States military stationed on the peninsula that prevents a North Korean invasion?
Yes, there is. One of the interesting things is that while the leftist administration in South Korea sees the Americans as the problem, and the leftists do get a lot of votes, that when they do the larger polling, it's an overwhelming majority of South Koreans say they want the alliance with the United States, and a majority even says they want the Americans to stay, even if a peace treaty is signed. Of course, on the Korean side, the conservative side of the public, they all really do appreciate the Americans. So it's a little bit complex. But the idea is, yes, but the Americans in particular have to sell themselves, sell the reason why they're there. I don't think they've done that well enough to date.
Grant Newsham is the director of One Korea Network. That's onekoreanetwork.com. Gordon Chang, @GordonG. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.